Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mike Koss, voice of the New Orleans Saints and New England Patriots, are coming into the Caesars Superdome this Sunday at noon. Was originally scheduled for 3:25. It's been moved to noon. And Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Noel. Yeah, I got to get everybody ready because it's not the perfect situation. It was because we didn't know when LSU was playing, but LSU is going to be night, and the Saints were going to be at 3. So yeah, it's a bit different, but. People have had plenty of time, just got to get going a little earlier.
I was talking to someone just yesterday. I thought the game was still at 3:25. I said, no, it's moved to noon. They were scheduling their whole day around the 3:25 start.
Yeah, it's out there, but it's, you know, and we're New Orleanians. Like, dude, tell me when I need to know. And I need to know Saturday night or Sunday morning. Oh, okay. You know, so we're trying to get the news out as best. This will help, actually.
Absolutely. We come out of a win. We're now 1-4. We beat the Giants 26-14. The Giants beat the Eagles last night. That was unbelievable.
Yeah. They manhandled them. I mean, it was a beatdown, a division beatdown. And it just shows you the importance of turnovers. Right, you take the turnovers not involved in the Saints game with the Giants. It's a completely probably different second half. The Giants are a good football team, and when they don't beat themselves like they did against us, they can. And Philly, quite frankly, has some issues. They have some issues offensively, but you know, there are no easy games. You can look at the schedule. You go, oh, yeah, that's, you know, they were terrible last year. Big deal. Seattle, you know, San Francisco was not great last year. Arizona, not great last year. So you play these teams, that, you look at their schedule or their results last year. New England, perfect example. You know, 4 wins last year, nearly the first pick overall. And now they're 3-2 and 2-0 in their division, coming off of their best and probably biggest win in 4 or 5 years in Buffalo on a Sunday night. Or Monday night, whatever that game was, I forget. It's a big, big win for that football team.
23-20, they get out of Buffalo with a win, and you're right, that is a big win. So they're riding high right now. So as they come in to take on the Saints at the Caesars Superdome, our biggest concerns
is to be able to kind of duplicate what you did. I mean, you're not necessarily going to put into the agenda 5 consecutive turnovers, but, you know, that's what flipped the script. And defensively, you're facing an offense that is probably far better than any of the ink that it gets. You got a quarterback that, in their victories, completes 80% of his passes. He's rushed for a couple of touchdowns. Drake May just doesn't beat himself. I mean, he threw 73% last week against Buffalo. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And I looked at his stats. That was his second lowest of the year. He's had two games in the 80s. So he's pretty smart. He's not going to give it away. They got Kayshon Booty at one wide receiver situation and Stephon Diggs at the other. They are beat up at running back because of the injury. But other than that, defensively is probably where I think, and I say their defense against the Saints offense is where a lot of this game will be decided if you kind of take away the intangibles. To me, special teams, interceptions, those kind of things are the intangibles that they're huge. But this Patriot defense just does not let you run the ball. They played five games. They are seventh best in the NFL. They've not allowed a running back to rush for 50 yards. That stat to me is a little – it's impressive that you've not allowed a running back 50 yards. Josh Allen did rush for 53. But if you have three running backs who rush for 48, now you've given up 147, and you still held no running back to under 50. But they are really good in, from a game standpoint. They allow 85.6 yards rushing a game. That's real. They allow 3.5 yards rushing per attempt. That's real. So the Saints need to be more Buffalo, where they were very balanced with Spencer, Alvin, and Kendre Miller running the football and got 189 yards. It was much lower last week. But when you run the ball, you take pressure off of Spencer, who's making some good decisions, and I think each week – gets a little more confidence and, you know, finally got that first win. We don't have to talk about that anymore. And that's huge. And even, you know, I talked to him this week. He was on the Saints Hour, super kid. And then when you just sit across the table from somebody for 20 minutes and just kind of talk football, it's not necessarily a press conference interview. We just talked. And he is well aware of the missed connections, which some are flat-out dropped passes, and some are passes where it's not being led enough. Some are where they have to go to the ground. He's well aware of that, and that's something that they're working on. But I think each week gets better. It was better last week. More receivers last week against the Giants caught the ball upright and were able to run after the catch. Not great, but got to do it, and I think that's important.
Obviously, every week we talk about this specifically, the status of our front line. It's been like musical chairs. What are we looking at this weekend?
Well, it looks better. I mean, I think you're going to have – I mean, Ray Denz he was available last week. I guess what happens is you found this diamond in the rough, if you will, Torricelli Simpkins. We went into the first preseason game, and he was a backup to a backup. And then on the third play, or the second play of the L.A. Chargers preseason game, Will Clapp, who was going to be Mr. Everything from a backup situation, every position was your center, got hurt. And they put in Torricelli Simpkins, who played center, but he wasn't scheduled to be a center. He played the rest of the game. And now he's played left guard for Trevor. He's played right guard for Caesar, who he had to come in the Buffalo game, play the second half and start of this game. He's been pretty daggone good. And so I think you're going to be okay. You've got the tackles. You got Fulaga. You got Kelvin. Trevor's there. You got Ray Denz back from backup situation. And you got Torricelli, who's going to be your starting right guard until Caesar comes back. So I think all things told, do you have your starting five that you had in camp? No. We only had it for a half all season. So that's just the way it is. And if you can, I think what has happened is that they have found a really solid player who they might not have found out what a kind of a gamer he is, except for the injury to Will Clapp.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. Because of the way the defensive alignment of the New England Patriots, do you think that this game we see more of Taysom Hill?
I think you'll see more. I think, you know, Taysom and Foster both just needed that game, right? They needed that game. Taysom took some hits, probably his worst rushing game ever. 6 yards for, six carries for minus one, but he got in there. And I think the most important play that Taysom did was the 19-yard pass to Juwan Johnson. Mm-hmm. Because if 68,000 people sit in those stands and go, okay, third and one, Taysom, okay, power right, QB power or QB draw, if we know that, they know that, they have a one-player advantage. I mean, I think he has to be back there, and the defense has to not know what he's going to do. Not even, quite frankly, you know, prior to the injury, Taysom would tell you what he's going to do. He'd still get it. But it's going to take some time for him to get back into that kind of thing. I think we'll see him more, but I love the ability for him to do more so that they don't know, so that it's not so kind of preordained. And I think you'll see more Foster Moore. He didn't get any targets, but he played 25 snaps, and that was huge. And because Juwan Johnson was a little banged up, I just think you get a little better each week, a little more, you know, a little better. And it's a couple of more weapons that takes, you know, that adds for Spencer, yet takes a little pressure off of him. So I think we'll see him more. It's just a question of when and how. I'd like to see him more on first and second down when it's, you know, those runs might pick up 4 or 5 and put you in a 2nd and 5. But we'll see, you know. But yes, the answer is I think we'll see him more.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an interesting game. You know, the Patriots have 4 interceptions this year. The Saints, obviously, 3. They're both in the top 15 in the NFL. Patriots are 9th, and the Saints are 13th. And then sacks, they're very similar as well. The Patriots have 11, the Saints have 12. So it's amazing how close statistically these two teams are, with a little bit of a difference in yards per game and things of that nature. May has thrown for over 1,261 yards already, and Spencer is at 990. But I like you, I mean, limit the turnovers. We got to make our field goals. And we got to score in the red zone. I don't know if you watched a Tulane game last night.
Yeah.
I had to turn it off.
Red zone, you know, and, you know, there's nothing, you know, red zone turnovers are back breakers. If you watched the Rams, San Francisco a few weeks ago, the Rams should have won that game, fumbled on the one. Tulane's problems in the red zone. When you turn it over in the red zone, like the New York Giants, who turned it over in the red zone, and it became automatic 6. That's a 14-point, 10 to 14-point turnaround automatically. When you look at Groupie, you go, well, Groupie made 4 field goals. Yeah. Yeah, but they were, you know, they were chip shots. And so he should have made 6. So you're right. It's not. I don't want Groupie kicking 28-yarders. They've got to find a way. And I think it's, you know, a lot. Some of it's mental right now. I mean, they get inside that 20, and it's no different than the 23 or the 24 or the 28. and I probably said this last week to you, I know I said it, which is when you get inside the 30, start, you know, pretend it's the 20, start working towards the end zone, because they just have not been, and you can get away with it sometimes. You can get away with it when they turn the ball over five times, but you're not always going to be able to get away with it. And you're right. This is the same situation we had last week. These except their records were similar. So the Saints had not won 0-4. The Giants came in 1-3, but I mean, to a T, they had the same number of penalties as the Saints, 35. Right now, yeah. The Patriots and the Saints both have 42 penalties. They're very similar, except the Patriots have 15 touchdowns. The Saints have 9 in 5 games. Yeah. There's really two things I look at. Points, Patriots average 25, Saints average 18. We got a problem. They average 7 more points than we do. Got to get that somewhere.
No doubt. It's another one of those games that a lot of folks think that we have a great shot of winning. We just, you got to pull it off, and it's a home game.
We do. Right? Yeah, it's a home game. We do, but you got to take New England of 23-21. You got to take the old New England out. And this is not that team. We didn't play them last year. We played them in 23-21. This is a efficient Mike Vrabel winning culture team. Yeah. This is a different animal altogether, and you're going to have to play a complete game to walk out of the dome with a win.
You're right. In 23, we beat them 34-0.
Right. Beat them big in 21. Yeah. But anyway, you think about how time flies. I thought about the 21 game, but I can hear the music. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
So in 2021, we went up there. We had a pick six in 21 and 23. In 2021, which to me feels like yesterday, was the last game the Saints played before coming home from Ida. They'd been in Dallas all that time and played New England and then came home from Ida. Oh my gosh, I'm just like, and it's been a year since Spencer Rattler got his first start. Week 6, October of last year against Tampa. Week 6, a year later, Spencer Rattler comes off his first win. Keep it going.
Absolutely. Mike Haas, looking forward to listening to you on Sunday at noon, folks. Not 3:25.
At
3:25.
Yeah, you bet.
The Saints and the New England Patriots. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great game.
You bet. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.